Start your day at the tour rate, right, about 5-ish K.
And the Pasuk starts off the parasha, Eilatol is Noach, and then what the Pasuk wants to do, what the Torah is doing here, is telling us all the things that happened with Noach. But Toldos means the children, yeah? Pasuk. Yeah? So then is the problem, why Noach is Tzadik? Why does it say Noach is Tzadik? So Rashi's got two different answers. One answer, Rashi says, is because once you mention him, you have to say Shvach, you have to say good things about him. And another pshat that it's not just children. Toldos means your achievements, your activities, and it means him to you. Yeah. So if we go to the pshat that since it mentions his name, it has to speak Bishvachoi, Star Kasha. The Klei Yikar asks the Posh the Kasha. This is not the first time we mentioned Noach. In the end of Bereishis, you've got there, it tells us that Lemech had a son, and he called him Noach, because Noach was the one, Noach from the word rest. Noach discovered, if that's the right word, invented, I don't know what the right word would be, the plough. People were having difficulty because of the curse of the Adomah with Noach, with Adam and with Cain, Arurah Adomah, the ground is cursed, and therefore they had a lot of problems with cultivating the earth, and so he was the first one that brought a plough into being. He thought up the idea of making a plough, which made it much easier for everybody to work on the ground. So he was called him Noach because Zayin Achamenu. Okay, and then the posuk says Noach was 500 years old and he had Shem and Chom and Yofes. But that's quite a few bits of information about Noach. So why doesn't it say here Tzadik? You know, Hoyel is Kiroi. Since he mentioned him, he talks to him as a Tzadik. Only in the next parashah. Why not here? This is not the first time you mentioned him. It's a good akasha. So he says they're good. The Pasuk, there's a difficulty in the Pasuk, really. This is a continuation of what went on previously. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that B'nei Elohim, that B'nei Adam were not behaving themselves, and the world was in a mess. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I can't have this anymore. 120 years, I'm going to destroy the world. And Noach Mosachem Be'enei Hashem. And so, continued, Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Noach to help to save the world again. So, Oy Pazoy, it should say, Ve'eleh told us Noach. Rashi tells us clearly in Mishpatim, Eileh is Pasalus or Rishonim, Ve'eleh joins the Rishonim. If you say Eileh, you're starting a new topic, forget the past. So here it should be Ve'eleh, not Eileh told us. It's a continuation. I mean, Andrew Fregan, the Chalal, I mean, I don't know the answer, why the division of the Sedra just pointed out. I mean, the story is the story of Noach, it should have. Why is the Sedra beginning here? But okay. But Eileh told us Noach is a continuation. It's mamish a continuation of the previous topic. So why does the Torah say Eileh instead of Ve'eleh? That's a problem. So it's technically a call like this. If we say Toldos means children, that the future generations, all the people before had no future generations. The only one that had children that survived was Noach. Eileh, Postalis or Toldos. You know who had children? Only Noach. Right? And Noach, why? Why? Because Noach is tzaddik. So now I'm not hoil vizkiru sipa bishmachai. No, another pshat. The reason why the Torah here says Noach is tzaddik is to explain. Eileh told us Noach. Only Noach. These are the children of the generation that came from Noach. Because only from Noach came generations. Eileh, not for Eileh. You know why? Noach is tzaddik. The different pshat in the Noach is tzaddik mentioning that he's a tzaddik. Sorry?
You all had wives, and the wives came from somebody else, surely, who was destroyed in the mother.
You mean. Say that again.
They all had wives.
Who's all? The people before?
No, the sons of Noah all had wives, right. Came the same as well.
Yeah.
Those wives must have come from someone else, rather than Noah, most probably.
Yeah, okay, but so you're saying that there is people alive today who would come from. Yeah, but. But they had children from Noach's sons, so it's all Noach's children. Yeah, okay, you're right. It's not entirely okay. Yeah, okay, we normally talk on Tzachanim, but I remember, but you've got a point. The world population today, they could trace their lineage back to somebody other than Noach's three sons, because the women were from some other family. Yeah, okay, it's a point. So now, I came across a very interesting Tanur de Eliyahu. We don't have the question, why did Hashem choose Noach to continue? Because Noach was his tzaddik, tamayim v'derei, tamayim. Noach was a good fellow. I mean, the Olam LaTorah wants to say like this. There were three problems of the people of the Dor HaMabul. Actually, Dor HaMabul had three serious mistakes. One is Avodah Zarah. And the other one was immorality, to the extent that it even affected the animal life as well. And the third one was gezel, the total lack of interest of other people's property. Okay? So, to continue the world again, obviously Akashmoku decided he's not going to, Akashmoku could have wiped everybody out as well as Noach and start again, make another Adam. Yeah, he made Adam. It didn't pan out, as Hashem, it's really difficult to understand that, but okay, it didn't work out the way Hashem wanted it to be. It's a bit of a mess. I made a world, and look at this, 1,656 years later, it's in a terrible mess. I'm going to sweep it clean and start all over again. In fact, I mean, it's stated in Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this isn't the first world HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Bara Olam was Lechrivan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world, said, no, that's no good, destroyed it. Made another world and destroyed it. Until he came to this one. Yeah, okay. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made one? I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make mistakes, doesn't go and do something that doesn't work out. But okay. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu could really have started all over again. No, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, I'll carry on the world that I made. I don't want to make another Bria, so I'll choose Noach. Noach had the three qualities which are required, which the Anshei Dor HaMabul didn't have. Right? The three qualities were, he was very moral. His behavior in Inyoni Kedusha, in Inyoni morals, he was very, very stark. Araya, we haven't got Araya from here, but Araya is that for 12 months in the Teva, he kept apart from his wife, there's a great amount, an enormous amount of willpower, of strength, of character, that Noach lo shimish bateva. Noach, Chom did. But Noach and his other two sons kept away from the wives. That shows that he's a man of moral, upright moral character. So therefore, he's not got the chisaron of the Anshei Dor HaMabul. Chesed, he said like this, interesting. We know, obviously, while Noach was in the Teva, he did a muridika chesed. It says the Medrash lo shina al enov. He couldn't close his eyes. I mean, he's looking after all those animals. Some need feeding at 2 a.m, 3 a.m. 4. He never slept for 12 months. He had a terrible job. He was doing chesed. Muridika bal chesed. But interestingly enough, the Torah of Eliyahu says that before then, Noach was a muridika bal chesed, whose zon hayazon umefarnes. He supported financially Aviv. The Avi Aviv, Noach was a philanthropist. Noach supported his parents, his grandparents. So he was Oisek in Chesed. And of course the biggest riot that was Oisek in Chesed was he made the plough to help the whole of mankind. Noach cared for people. Which is the exact opposite of the Anshei Dor HaMabul. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to find someone to carry on the world with, Noach had the qualities that are required to keep the world going. The faults of the world were the Zanus and the Gezel, and Noach had the qualities that were good enough. The interesting Gemara. Go on, interesting Gemara. A little one line in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which if you haven't heard it before, it's startling. Right? In the end of last week's Seder, in the end of Bereshis, the last pasuk says, "V'noach motzachem be'nei Hashem." Okay. Now, we read that pasuk. When we go to the pasuk, we say, well, look, Hashem looked at the world, and the world was very bad, whereas Noach motzachem be'nei Hashem. Noach was a good guy, motzachem be'nei Hashem. That's a bit schwer. I'll tell you why. Motzachem isn't the opposite of the wickedness of the people. The opposite of the wickedness is he was good, not wicked. If the Pasuk wants to tell us a contrast between Noach and everybody else, it shall say, the people of the world were very wicked. They did all these things wrong. And Noach was a tzaddik. And Noach didn't do those things wrong. Matzah chen is a totally different concept. What does matzah chen mean? Matzah chen means, I like you because you're sweet. You know, as a teacher, we have a problem that often there's our kids, you know, our kids that have natural chen. Some people have azah chen, aziz upon him, and aziz a smile, and you can't help find chen. As long as they're not, you know, matzah chen means, oh, bizachaz aziz kid. Matzah chen, b'nei Hashem, what was matzah chen? And the Gemara says, what's, I think it's Rabbi Shmuel, Oimeh, af al noyach, haya nechtach gzadin. Boom. When Agricola decided the world's no good, I've got to destroy the world, Noach included. What's the pshat? Ah, he's a tzaddik. We have to say the pshat, that although he was a tzaddik, and although he wasn't as bad as them, but he wasn't good enough. If there's a catastrophe taking place, you need money to get the chusim to escape, and he didn't have enough to chusim. He wasn't good enough. Noach was a tzaddik, he was much better than everybody else, but he wasn't good enough, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in his zechus should be saved from the mabul. Sorry, you'd have to be on a better, higher madrega to be nitzel from Azar Kefer Lechazach. But, Motzochein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I love you, you're so nice. So, come on, where's the mishpat? Chas v'sholem, doesn't make sense. He deserves to die. Put it in blunt terms. He deserves to die. Actually, Mabel deserves to die. He deserves to die. Why? Because he's bad and he's nearly bad. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. Nah, I'll let you on. Geht das nicht? Sagt der Moshe Feinstein Muradik. Sagt der Moshe Pshat like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know we have a klal, if you're mevater, if you're moichel people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel you. Yeah, okay, all those things, but that's not what the Pasuk is saying here. He escaped because of chen. He achieved chen, he had chen. And what made the chen? Tell you what made the chen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked midah keneged midah. Noach didn't do, let's put it this way. Noach didn't do enough mitzvahs. He didn't do enough. His mitzvahs, which earned you brownie points, weren't enough. He hadn't got enough. You need a certain minimum to escape the mabul, and he didn't have enough. He was short. But the mitzvahs that he did do, he did with chen. He did the mitzvahs because, oh, it's kishmak to do what Hashem wants. He didn't do enough. But the chen, he found mitzvahs are full of chen. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you find chen in my mitzvahs, then I'll give you chen. So it's an amidah k'nagamidah. He didn't deserve from the chusim of the mitzvahs that he did, he didn't deserve to be saved, but from the way he did the mitzvahs. I've said this before so many times. It's not entirely what you do. Of course it is what you do. You've got to do the mitzvahs, but that's not the main part. It's how and why. He put on tefillin because I had to go to shul. He said, where were you? He said, I go to shul, I put on tefillin. But no, I put on tefillin by the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm putting on your tefillin. That's the chelik of the mitzvah. That's the big part of the mitzvah. Noach was zoche because of motzah chen, because mitzvahs, motzah chen be'einov, mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to him, a devah chen, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you deserve chen. And because of the chen, Noach escaped on the mabbles. Muridik, how the Moshe puts it. Okay, now we have a bit of a problem because there's Yesh Doshim Liganai. There are some people that said, Noach Tomim Tzadik, Tomim Hoya Berdoi Roisov. So Rashi says, Tupshotim, the Deroisov is were in contrast to these people, they're very bad, but he was up against them, he's a Tzadik. Right? Well, other Pshat is no, if it would be by Avram, it wouldn't have been anywhere near the same. Okay, now, we can understand that. Okay, we can hear that. But there's a few words in Rashi which makes it a bit difficult. Rashi says, Levi doiroi haya tzaddik, ve'ilu haya bedoiro shel Avraham, loy haya nechshav liklum. Pardon? What's nechshav? Loy haya nechshav liklum? Garnished. Why is it nechshav liklum? It wouldn't have been such a big tzaddik. It wouldn't have been, but not klum. Klum means it's a garnished. So what's the pshat? Klum. Why il bedor shel Avraham? Why should Rashi use such a terminology? Il hay bedor shel Avraham lo nechshav liklum. So the man, Shimon Schwab, in Man Pesach Shoeva, says like this. It's very interesting indeed. I mean, everybody asks this question, an obvious question. Noach was busy for 120 years building a cave up. And not one person was Hosea Bitshuva. Come on. Somebody said to me, you know, you have a mission and it doesn't work after a week or two, you pack it in. He went on for 120 years. He didn't have one success. The whole idea of the 120 years of people asking what you're doing, they told me, Mabel, he didn't have one success. Why? How come? Why not? No success at all. And in fact, one of the Mephoshim say that the 7 days, there was another 7 days at the end of the Mabul. Hashem gave them Zaman Godoil, 120 years to do Teshuvah, and Zaman Koton, 7 days to do Teshuvah. And in the last 7 days, what was Hashem waiting for? Come on, someone, garnished. How comes that Noach, this guter mensch, didn't have any successes? Nothing at all. Noach cared for people. Of course he did. We just said he was on Mufarnes, Aviv, and Avi Aviv, and he brought the Macharisha. He cared for people. He made life better and more peaceful and pleasant for people. It's a gewaltige Sache, Midas HaChesed, which is Avraham Avinu's midah as well. Avraham Avinu was going with Chesed. But tell the difference. Avraham Avinu was going with Chesed, and there was an aim. What does Rashi tell us? That when he fed people and they got up to go, they said, thank you very much. He said, don't thank me, thank the Rebishter. So Avraham Avinu cared for people's ruchnias. Noach cared for the gashmias. He cared for people, but he didn't care enough. Because if he would have cared enough, surely he would have had some success stories. It's obvious that Noach went out of his way. He didn't go out to make people frum. He didn't bother. He said, I'm okay, and he kept him. He said, I'm going to help you and be kind to you and give you a panos, blah, 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 blah. But your ruchnius doesn't bother me. Compared to Avram, Lohio Nechshav Liklum, his Aspshach Klum, the chesed that he did for people in comparison to what kind of chesed Avram did is Lohio Nechshav Liklum. That's he gonish. That's why Rashi used Lohio Nechshav Liklum. Sorry? Rashi says, also, again, there's quite a few criticisms we have of Noach as you go along in the parsha. Rashi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach, no, let's something else. Twice it says, Vayas Noach like Hashem commanded him. So Rashi, the first one is before Sheni, Vayas Noach ze binyan ha-teva. He did what Hashem told him, he went and built the teva. And then later on, after the end of the 120 years, it's interesting that the apostle jumps 120 years. 120 years later, Hashem said, come into the teva, because now in another 7 days, I'm going to make the marble. Okay. And then it says, Vayas Noach did what Hashem said, Hashem, and that what's up, Rashi? Zeb Biosoy the teva. This is his going into the teva. So twice Noach obeyed Hashem. Once he obeyed him and built the teva, and the second obeyed Hashem, he went into the teva. But if you look in the pasuk, the wording is different. In the first pasuk, it says, Vayas Kachol Hashetziva Kainoso. Repeat, Kainoso. And in the second one, it doesn't say Kainos. You know why? Because Rashi tells us that it says in the pasuk, Noach went into the teva mipenei me hamabul. Vayovoi Noach into the teva mipenei me hamabul. Zok Rashi, a paladikiloshim. Af Noach miketane amonahoya. Noach was also one with little emunah. Rashi, a tzaddik, tomei bederosel, ketane amonah. Mamin, the Einu Mamin. He believed, and he didn't believe, that the flood would come. And so therefore, he didn't go into the table until the water was lapping at his thighs. He said, oh, I better go in now, yeah. So therefore, the first obedience, the first time he obeyed Hashem, to the letter, he built the table, kashetiv Hashem keinosa. But when it came to the second instruction, go into the table, he did it, but not exactly how Hashem wanted him to do it. He did it with a bit different. So, but this Rashi, Ketaneh Amonah Hayadah. So there's two ways to answer this. More of a serious explanation and one a lighter explanation. I'll tell you the lighter one first, yeah? the words of Rashi are, Af Noach Miketane Amana Haya. And Noach was also one of those with Ketane Amana. Ma'amin, he believed, Ve'enu Ma'amin, he didn't believe, Sheyovai Amabel. Yeah? If you put the comma somewhere else, it's totally different. Af Noach Miketane Amana Haya Ma'amin. He believed in these bad people. That they would do teshuvah in the end. Ve'enu Nichnas, Ve'enu Ma'amin, he didn't believe that the Ma'amin would come. So, Ma'amin, he believed, Miketane Amana Haya Ma'amin. He believed in the people who were Ketane Amana. And that they wouldn't, that would do teshuvah in the end. But Ein Ma'amin, he didn't believe that in the end, Akash would bring them up. And with that, we can say it on a proper note. It sounds that Noach knew that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Malei Rachmi, and of other Rishonim doesn't want to destroy the world. And of other Kel Rachum Ganu and El Kapayim Rav Chesed, Noach was confident in the end Hashem won't do it. That's a good thing. I believe in the chesed of Hashem. Hashem won't do it. So why is he naughty? Your job is to do what you're told. Hashem said, go into the teva. Go into the teva. Ah, there won't be a flood. I believe you won't do it. I said, go into the teva. So that's a criticism to Noach. The reason for delay was a good reason. He knew the chesed of Hashem. Hashem won't do it. That was the 7 days. The knock of 7 days. There's bound to be somebody, even although if someone would have come then, it's possible that Hashem would have still destroyed the world, but this guy would have escaped. And that explains why, and interesting again, Rashi doesn't say why, Noach came into the table, Vayizkor Hashem ba'adoy, Hashem closed the door behind him. Why didn't he close the door himself? Because he waited till the last minute, after someone will come. And the Rishon had to close the door and say, no one's coming. He believed till the last minute, the Rishon not going to do it. Now, the Maizek Shmokha had to do it, did it in the end. Rashi says, "Nechtam gzadinam ala gezel." Loi nechtam gzadinam el ala gezel. Gezel was the straw that broke the camel's back. It was the final blow. With this, we can't go on. The gezel. Now, that's not Rashi. So, understand why davke gezel? I mean, Bemis is poshut because gezel, especially the kind of gezel they did less than Shomer Pruta, it's a breakdown of fabric of society. You can't live like that. If you know, if there's anarchy, it's gaitnish. You can't. The world can't go on. Shmokum wants the world to come. So Gezel is an absolute opposite of where Hashem wants the world to go, and therefore lo nechtam gzadinam el ala Gezel. That's in posh pshat. But Rav Ferber, Mekena Matzvi, has got a knage. He goes like this. Mekena Fregen, it's not a good word. He says like this. By the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu was tying to the Ribbono Shel Olam not to punish the Yidden. And he had a shekel excuse, I don't know, mitigating circumstances, or a legal loophole. Moshe Rabbeinu found a legal loophole by the Egel. Because he said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Li tzivisa v'loy lohem. You said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in singular. Lo yeh lecha, singular. You didn't say, Anochi Hashem Elokechem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem, Lo yeh lochem. You were talking to me, this, Anochi, Lo yeh lecha, it's for me and not for them. That's not. They weren't commanded on Erech and Erech. But okay, that was one of Moshe Rabbeinu's limud saniguria, how he tried to find a way out for the Yidden. You could use the same for the Dor HaMabul. Akshbohu gave Adam seven mitzvahs, six of the mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Gave them mitzvahs. Did Hashem say to Adam, and tell all your children and grandchildren of it, you have to do this, and no one else. So therefore, the other people, the people later on, the Amshei Dor HaMabul, who did all these wicked things, there could be an excuse. La'odom tzivisa v'lo ilayim. It was only for Adam, not for everyone else. Kenzai? It's an excuse, the Bistol. But that won't work. Because if that's the case, if Akshmoh gave Adam the mitzvahs for himself only, why the mitzvah of Gezel? Who's he going to steal from? Everything's his. No, Gezel. By him, isn't it Shach Gezel? It's him and his wife, it's him, everything's his. So Elamai Zariah, if Akash Baruch Hu gave him the Isser of Gezel, that was La'asi, that's for everyone for future, right? But the others as well. Lo nechtom gezadinam, ela la Gezel, because Gezel, they couldn't slip out of the, get a loophole because of Gezel, lo nechtom gezadinam, ela la Gezel. At the beginning, before the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not happy with what's going on, because Bayar Hashem, Maftir in Bereshis, Rabo Roas Ha'odom Ba'oretz, people are very bad, V'chol Yetze Machshavos Liboy, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. Yetze, the Machshavos, the plans of the Machshavos Liboy, Rak Ra, are only bad Kol Hayom, all day. Right. So then I've got to destroy the world. Okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world. After the world was over, after it was over, after Mabul was over, Noach came and made korbanos and thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his escape. And Hashem saw, Vayorach Hashem es reach anichoyach. Hashem smelt the reach anichoyach, and Hashem said, "I'll never do this again." Why? Ki yetzer lev ha'adam. Mam is the same thing. Yetzer lev ha'adam ra min urav. Therefore, I won't rub them out anymore. So this is an excuse. Right? Why should I not destroy the world anymore? Because the people can't help it. Yetzer lev ha'adam ra min urav. Because when you're born, the Yetzer Hara comes in with you, so it's not your fault. Oy bazoy. Before the Mabul. Why can't you use that excuse before the Mabul? Why is that excuse only valid now? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because Yetzer machshavos ha'adam ra kol hayom, therefore I have to destroy the world. And now Hashem says, Rabbo Ros, Yetzer machshavos Yetzer lev ha'adam ra min urav is an excuse. So why can't we use that excuse before? So the Kesav Sofer says like this: Zeshem. We know it is said that the people earlier on, Adam's children, etc., were born fully mature, sensible adults. They didn't have a stupidity, the folly of youth and adolescence. They were, okay, right? We, when we since the Mabul, a child is born, full of Meshagasen, and it takes ages to get it out of the system. Yeah, okay. Come to Chosazoi. The Anshe Dera Mabul did bad. And they should have known better. They've been, since the time they were born, they were sensible people. They knew what was right and wrong. They knew what's good and what's not good. So have you got no excuse? Yetzer lev ha'adam ra min urav. Yetzer machshavos liboy rak ra kol hayom. It's bad, bad, bad. We've got a shtickle excuse. Our excuse is, come on, when we're born, we're babies. And then we grow up, we have mishagas in our cup. And as we go on, we get used to our mishagasin. And we don't get rid of our Meshagas, and we grow up. I remember the Shiva used to say, Mazaklein a kind, you play with a car, little boy plays with a little car. And when you get a Shiva Bocha, you play with this kind of a car. And then when you've got money, you buy a better car. And so it's the same thing, same Meshagas, hello Meshagas, little car, Meshagas. So why? Because we don't get rid of the Meshagas that we've got. It takes us a long time till we realize Oilam Hazeh is gone. Unfortunately, it takes us some time till you're 40, 50, 60, till you begin to realize that Emerson was Tutsach to have their health. So we've got an excuse. It's so hard to get it out of our system. Those people before the Mabul, Yetzer Machshavos Liboy, Rak, Rak, Kol Hayom, no excuse, but we've got an excuse. Ra Mina Urav. We're bad because Mina Urav, when we're Na'a, when we're born, when we come out of the womb, Rashid Mina Urav, when it's shaken out the womb, we are already there, we are stupid, and we have no Seichel, and then we get used to Nishkutazachen, and it's very hard to get rid of the habits and the Machshavos and the Ashkofas. We have to work so hard, and that's why there's a difference between that excuse of Rami and Urab wouldn't work before the Mabul, but it did work after the Mabul. Okay. Yeah? Let's go. Amen. Amen.